Our next guest stars on a popular Travel Channel series entitled No Reservations. Please welcome Anthony Bourdain. This show, I guess you've been doing it for about 5 years in one form or another, where you travel around the world to exotic places and you sample the food, the cuisine, and the life of these areas. And I've seen you eat some things, and I just wonder, do you get sick? Do you get hepatitis? Do you throw up? Have you ever been really ill?
Only two times in about, in 4 years, only two times.
Is
Once
that right?
In France, of all places.
What were you eating in France that turned on you?
Just, you know, too much of a good thing. Another time, the business end of, let's put it this way, sanitation in the Kalahari is not a premium, you know? Mm-hmm. Especially when you're eating the business end of a warthog.
A warthog?
Not good. Sand, fur, and crap in every bite. That was not good. But most of the time, if I find myself kind of on a cold tile floor after a meal on the show, most of the time it's alcohol related.
I see. Well... Good, I can rest assured now. But is it true, and I guess I have this impression from watching your show, that humans pretty much can eat anything. Is that about right?
Pretty much. I wouldn't recommend, I don't know, I'm not a Chicken McNugget fan, but...
those things will kill you. Hello! And I didn't see this show, but I think I saw it in a promo where it's a snake, they cut the heart out of a cobra. How do they do, where was that?
It's in Vietnam. I've come to dread the phrase, something very special, as in Mr. Bourdain, we have something very special for you. That usually means there's, you know, something still living or, you know, living not too long ago. It's a tableside dish, and they bring the cobra by, and they let him kind of strike at you and hiss, and then they zip him open with a pair of gardening shears, and a little heart drops into a plate, and you eat it, and it is, in fact, beating all the way down.
That's beautiful.
Whoa. But, I mean, do you swallow it? Do you chew it? What do you do?
It's kind of a one-bite. It's like eating a very athletic, angry oyster.
An athletic oyster.